Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. The Northfield Council once again grappled with street assessments when trying to approve the 2018 projects. A major sticking point this week was Mayor Pownell's request to lower the assessments on two properties, both religious institutions. Engineering manager Sean Simonson explained that Alternative 2 would adjust the rate at 415 Washington from a zoned multifamily mill and overlay rate of $59 per linear foot to a residential rate of $41 per linear foot. And for 512 Washington, they'd go from a commercial rate of $69 to the residential rate of $41. The change is about $4,000. Councilor Peterson White made a motion for Alternative 1, the resolution that assesses the churches as they are zoned, which she said is policy. She added that in a community with a large proportion of tax-exempt property, council should think long and hard before setting this kind of precedent. She also believes these properties were singled out because they are religious institutions, and that's an inappropriate reason to assess them differently. None of the property owners had an issue with their assessments, but Pownell says her alternative is more consistent with past practice until they have a policy. Zweifel was in favor of keeping the zoning assessment, saying the change should be vetted. Colby felt they should have the discussion in a work session. The first vote for Alternative 1 failed at 3-3. After more motions, amendments, and robust discussion that included postponing the vote to have a policy discussion, Peterson White said that discussion would be burdened by this one particular issue and is not a rational way to approach it. After an hour on the item, they came back to Alternative 1. The vote was 5-1, with Colby voting no. Northfield rarely has typical lots, but staff uses one random lot to determine the cost for each along a street. DeLong said that method does not work and it's broken. The Finance Policy Committee has looked into it, but hasn't taken any action. Administrator Mardig said they'll get back to it. The Minnesota Soaring Club was established in 1959. Senior member Jay Biggs said they started out with a surplus World War II glider, spent 1,500 hours restoring it.
And today we own three gliders and a tow plane.
Members buy into the club. They can also sell their share if they leave. Member Phil Schock's family donated his share to the club after he passed away for a Memorial Youth Scholarship. This year it went to Civil Air Patrol cadet Christopher Frago. He took his first flying lesson in the sixth grade, and it was a glider.
Which is not very common, and even more uncommon, it was a winch launch, which means instead of being towed up by a tow plane, we're launched straight off the runway by a catapult into the air. It's quite the rush, and got me hooked.
Not many airports have glider training opportunities, but Stanton does. Frago will be taking lessons this summer. CAP and the Soaring Club are both based in Stanton. There will be an open house there next Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. For all the details, go to our events calendar online and also listen to the full interview on kymnradio.net. And then NAFRA's Joint Powers Board met this morning at the police station. They approved an amendment to the JPA to change cost allocations that lowers rural share while raising the city of Northfield's by about 3%. They also amended the lease agreement with Northfield for the building. On the agenda was further discussion of the McGrath report, something that's been contentious as they work to figure out a strategy for moving forward. Former Chair Glenn Castor and Chair Ann Haddad will be in studio at 8:45 Monday morning with a recap. News from around the state is next.